What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, February 10th, 2023. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been a long and crazy week. It's probably going to get worse here. It's another very, very busy news day, and we're going to try and get through as much news as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it here. Latest numbers from Syria and Turkey following the earthquake. The death toll is now well over 23,000 people. It's closing in on 24. I think it's probably going to go over. And a lot of countries are trying to get aid in there. A lot of countries are looking at the United States and saying, you know, come on, cut these people some slack, you know, after what they're going through. And, you know, the U.S. is coming off looking like the Grinch. Well, you know, what can I tell you here? All righty, now, getting on to the balloon situation here. It has come on out now that the remains of the Chinese so-called surveillance balloon that were shot down with that $700,000 AIM-9 Sidewinder missile, apparently there's Western components in there, and there was English labeling on a lot of it. And so the senators are out there saying, well, it's just absolutely, you know, shocking that U.S. manufacturing may have helped build China this weapon to use against us. And no, actually, to me, this just reinforces the idea that it was just an innocent weather balloon all along, because there are dozens of companies here in the United States of America where that's their business. They make and sell weather balloons to civilians, to the military, to schools, and, you know, and other places around the world. But the senators are still out there saying, evil China, and how dare Americans actually get involved in, you know, building such an evil thing. But again, I think it was just an innocent weather balloon. And to basically demonstrate that they are not letting go of this storyline, apparently there was another high-altitude object over Alaska that was ordered to be shot down by Joe Biden. And they're not even saying it was Chinese or anything. In fact, they describe it as unidentified. And I don't know about you, but, you know, shooting at unidentified things in the sky, that could lead to a serious misunderstanding. I remember Korean Airlines 007 got shot down by accident. Remember when the USS Vincennes shot down the Iranian Airbus because they weren't sure of the identity of the target? You know, it's a very dangerous thing to do. I mean, they may have just nailed Santa Claus, you know, or an angel of the Lord may have been gone down in flames there as well here. But they were out there saying it was at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight, as if the air traffic controllers on the ground can't tell the airplanes, you might want to go off to the side here. And I mean, for all we know, it could even be some kind of bird. There are birds that can fly to very high altitudes. And as one example, the Rupel's griffon vulture, which doesn't hang out in Alaska, it's mostly down in Africa, but it has been seen flying at 37,000 feet. The bar-headed goose is seen flying at altitudes of 28,000 feet. So when they get up there and say, well, we don't know what it was just flying around, and apparently they went up and shot it down, and no doubt they'll be holding up some hastily assembled something or other to say, evil Chinese, the Russians did it this time here. Okay, and one of the things they may be distracting from, of course, is Cy Hirsch's report on the attack on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Now, Hirsch's theory, or actually explanation, because it's coming from an inside source, was that the U.S. Navy planted the explosives under the cover of a military exercise, and then Norway was enlisted to actually set the explosives off by dropping a sonobuoy that put out a coded acoustic signal that basically detonated the bombs here. And now there's independent video evidence that plane from Norway did in fact overfly the damaged location of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline exactly when Hirsch said it did. So there's more confirmation coming on out from that. Now, Senator Mike Lee of Utah basically came out on Twitter saying that it's impossible to rule out the idea that the U.S. blew up the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines that connected Russia and Germany. And Lee's comments, of course, come in the wake of Seymour Hersh publishing this explosive report detailing how the U.S. basically engineered the destruction of the pipeline. And the U.S. government is still officially denying it happened. Oh, how could you even think that we could do something like that? Okay. Meanwhile, Russia is saying it's time for an international investigation into the attack on the pipeline. Now, remember, it's Russia's pipeline. But they were blocked from sending their own investigators to look at it. It was basically, don't worry, you can trust us. We'll tell you what happened, and oh, but you blew up your own pipeline there. That's our conclusion. That was the propaganda there. Now Russia is saying it's time to really find out what was going on with all of this. And of course, the White House is still out there going, ha, how could you even think that we would do something like that? Really? No. Oh, look at the balloon. Speaking of cover-ups here, if you're my age, and if you are, I feel sorry for you, you remember the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And apparently, National Archives are still withholding certain documents, and they were obligated to release all of this JFK information under the JFK Assassination Records Collection Act of 1992. And the National Archives and the Biden administration are still out there saying, well, the release of these last few documents, you know, we anticipate they would cause a great deal of harm. Probably by blowing the lid off this cover-up and reminding the American people that the government and the corporate media have been lying to them all these years. And so there is a lawsuit that has been filed from the Mary Farrell Foundation, and they're suing Biden and the National Archives to release these last bits of information, and the Department of Justice is out there saying they will fight this lawsuit to the highest court in the land, thereby underscoring the fact that they still have something to hide. Okay, now, interestingly enough, yesterday, Joe Biden was being asked about his plans to run again in 2024, and up until now, he's been saying yes, 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 yes. Yesterday, he said he hasn't really made the decision, and I think he may be responding to these polls showing a majority of Democrats want somebody else to run for their party in 2024. And Biden was interviewed on Telemundo, and he said, I'm just not ready to make that decision here. So that's kind of interesting. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, is out there talking about 2024, trying to dispel rumors that if Biden does run in 2024, he is going to drop her as the vice president. All right, now, Senator John Fetterman is sadly, unfortunately, still in the hospital. They are insisting that he has not suffered a stroke, but he's undergoing tests to see if maybe he had a seizure. And, you know, seizures are no fun, and they can be caused by a variety of causes, including other prescription medications. So, you know, again, whether I agree with his politics or not, I know he's not having a good time, and I do wish him well. Meanwhile, there is an article that came on out from Fox News about just how difficult Fetterman has it from his previous stroke. And when he hears people talking at him, it comes across, it's described as the voice of the teacher in the Peanuts animated cartoons, you know, the and that apparently is how Fetterman hears speech directed at him. And they, apparently he has an arsenal, if you will, of technological tools to maintain communications with staff and colleagues. And so we'll see what's going to happen on that one. All righty. The FBI has searched former Vice President Mike Pence's home right here in Indiana as part of a classified records probe. I mean, after the embarrassment with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden having all these classified documents, oh, we're going to go back and we're going to make sure that we got everything from Donald Trump so we can say everybody's guilty, therefore we're not going to prosecute anyone. And apparently they were there for something like 9 hours and they found one classified document. You know, earth-shaking discovery on that one. Meanwhile, getting on down to Hunter Biden, his lawyer, Abe Lowell, has rejected a request for documents by the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, saying that the committee lacks a legitimate legislative purpose and oversight basis for requesting such records from Hunter Biden, who is a private citizen. And it's a stalling tactic. You know, it's definitely a stalling tactic because if you're looking at classified information, then it is a government issue and comes under the purview of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. Then, of course, there's the influence peddling and the idea that Hunter Biden is above investigation by being a private citizen is really quite nonsense. But again, it just underscores the fact that Hunter Biden has got something to hide. All right, getting on back to Tyre Nichols, the five police officers who are charged with murdering Tyre Nichols and have been fired from their job, apparently are being accused by another individual, a Black Army veteran, of having basically beat them up, okay, and beat him up as well. So there was an issue. Apparently some of these officers or ex-officers had criminal records themselves. The city is so desperate to get men and women into those uniforms that are lowering the requirements. It kind of reminds me of the end of Clockwork Orange, you know, where the former gang members are now the police officers, and just everything's topsy-turvy. All right, let's talk about COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. And apparently the Vax COVID prosecutions are set to begin in Switzerland. Their attorney general is going after the president of Switzerland and the head of their health department for what they're now claiming to be this massive corruption scandal involving the purchase of these now recognized to be deadly vaccines. And apparently it's not just Switzerland. Thailand is getting involved now. They're suing Pfizer. Switzerland may sue Pfizer. This could be the beginning of the end. And we could see a monstrous takedown that's going to make Purdue and the Sackler family, you know, look like a minor road bump in comparison here. Down in Wallaville, Queensland, Australia, 21-year-old former school captain just died in his sleep. 21 years old, perfectly healthy, other than he was vaccinated. The parents are convinced it was the COVID vaccine, and so they're understandably upset over there. And possibly to celebrate all these sudden deaths or whatever, the CDC has now added these experimental COVID shots to the list of mandatory vaccines for children. In other words, you don't get these mRNA shots, you will have to, you can't send your kid to school. And remember, this list of mandatory vaccines, CDC owns most of those. They own the patents on them. CDC is a vaccine company in and of itself. And they keep putting out this list of you've got to take this and you've got to take this. And every time the kids are injected with these chemicals, you know, the CDC makes a lot of money off of them. And the autism rates continue to go up. So It's all about the Benjamins here. All right, let's get to the international news here. There are, you know, things in Ukraine are getting really, really tense. But Putin made a point of coming on out saying that hostilities in Ukraine have been going on since 2014, and Russia just wants to put a stop to it. And he said, you know, Russia did not start the hostilities. The U.S.-backed coup d'etat against Yanukovych is what started it. And Poroshenko, followed by Zelensky, started targeting the ethnic Russians in eastern Ukraine. And it just reached a point where Putin said, we cannot allow this to continue. We cannot tolerate this kind of behavior against our fellow ethnic Russians. Now, the massive Russian offensive in Ukraine that we've been hearing about to happen is about to begin or may have already begun. We know that there's a lot of ground movement in the northern part of the Donbass. The Russians are taking large sections of territory. And apparently there's something like 500,000 troops have been brought to the front lines along with a lot of armor. And Zelensky is basically upset over this because a lot of countries have been promising tanks and heavy armor for Ukraine, but it's just taking a long, long time to get there and may not arrive in time to be of much assistance. And Putin is probably aware of this and figures that this might be a time to make a rapid move, deep penetration into Ukraine, before any more weapons can show up. Meanwhile, Ukraine has announced they're ready to attack Crimea using missiles supplied to them by Great Britain. Now, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak promised more aid for Kiev when Zelensky visited London on Wednesday, and discussions are now underway on whether future aid should include Harpoon anti-ship missiles or air-launched Storm Shadow missiles. This would basically take the war into the Black Sea itself. Now, there's a video that came on out on social media showing the execution of Russian prisoners of war by the armed forces of Ukraine, which, by the way, is a war crime. Once somebody is a prisoner of war, certain rules under the Geneva Conventions apply. The Office of the UN Commissioner has now validated the authenticity of the video, and it shows that Ukraine is, in fact, committing war crimes against the Russian soldiers and even against civilians in areas where they're losing. We were reporting earlier in the week about how when Ukraine gets driven out of a city, they'll fire on the city, including the civilians, with mortars and other artillery. Now, Elon Musk has now blocked Ukraine from using the Starlink system. Because apparently Zelensky and his people figured out a way to use the Starlink communications service to help control and steer drones. And Elon Musk is very upset about that. He was seeing Starlink was never intended to be weaponized. And so he's basically pulled the plug on them. Zelensky is very angry and lashing out and saying, you can't do that, and yeah, Elon can. We're getting a report now. This is coming from a Ukrainian pilot, and he's comparing the performance of the Western fighters being supplied to Ukraine with the Russian jets they're having to go up and contend with, and he says the Western fighters are inferior to the Russian jets, and sadly, they're also a lot more expensive. But this pilot is saying, we're being outflown and outgunned up there. And again, you know, our defense contractors are not about good weapons. They're about making a ton of money. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words. Oh, yeah.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret. SusannaSecret.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, and today, Moldova's pro-Western government resigned entirely. The entire government quit after just 18 months in power, marked by economic turmoil and the spillover effects from the war in Ukraine. President Maia Sandu accepted Prime Minister Natalia Gavrilita's resignation and nominated 48-year-old presidential aide and former interior minister to replace her. And Resian is expected to quickly win parliamentary approval and will press on with Moldova's bid to join the European Union and to try and revive the economy. Well, good luck for them on that one. German politicians and military chiefs are now openly talking about the return of conscription, of compulsory military service. And the new defense minister described the 2011 phase-out of general conscription as a mistake that had contributed to alienating the general public from civic institutions. The short version, they're bringing back the draft just in time for war with Russia. Now, there is a story out of Popular Science, and it's talking about the U.S. is selling a weapons platform called the Volcano Mind Dispenser. Now, the volcano mines are anti-tank landmines, and the dispenser is a specialized vehicle that can basically hurl them out both sides as you drive along to just, you know, create an instant minefield. And to do so rapidly. And of course, these mines are very, very dangerous. But it feels like they're somebody thinks they're necessary. Okay, the United States launched an unarmed ICBM into the Pacific Ocean, basically to thump their chest against China and North Korea. The missile was launched from California, probably Vandenberg. It was unarmed. It had a dummy reentry vehicle, excuse me. And, you know, that's $7 million for just one of those things. And, you know, AIM-9 missiles at balloons and, you know, testing a $7 million rocket. It must be nice to have that kind of money to just waste around. Getting into the economic news, one of the issues that Russia was dealing with in their pipeline infrastructure, and we're talking about outside the Nord Stream, is their turbines were all built by Siemens. And with the advent of the Ukraine situation, there has been a blockade put on those Siemens turbines. They're basically German-made. And they're just sort of sitting on the ground. Well, it turns out Russia found a company in Iran able to manufacture a drop-in replacement for these Siemens turbines. And the country attained a license for their assembly, and they localized production before the recent wave of anti-Iran sanctions took place. So Russia can domestically produce small and medium turbines, but devices with a large capacity of between 100 megawatt and 120 megawatt were produced at a Siemens assembly plant in Russia, and now they're going to be using the Iranian ones as well. I love this next story. It tells you just how wonderfully efficient governments are. Spain has spent 258 million euros on new commuter trains. And after they were delivered, only then discovered they were actually too big to get through the tunnels on the train tracks. Okay. And so there's a big blame game going on. Two of the top transportation people have already been fired. But that's a major, major mess up. You don't go out, you know, take a tape measure, measure the thing, make sure it's going to get through the hole here. And it's almost as bad a mess up as that light rail system that they were trying to build in Oahu when Claire and I lived there. And I still, to this day, don't know if they ever got it running or not. And they had all kinds of problems. They had to completely replace the rail cars at one point because they were badly designed. It was just a huge, huge mess here. Okay, now, because of high oil prices, even though oil prices have come down, the U.S. trade deficit is now nearly $1 trillion. Okay, the deficit in 2022 was $948 billion. And now it's basically getting even closer and closer to a trillion. That is a trade imbalance that is not helping our economy one tiny bit. Now, Russia and Iran have basically dumped the dollar, and they are connecting their interbank transfer system to use their domestic currencies. This bypasses U.S. sanctions. Okay, because the U.S. can't sanction the Iranian and Russian currency. They can only impose sanctions through the dollar, and this is why more and more countries are turning away from the dollar. They don't want to have to just bow down and make obeisance to Washington, D.C. or the Federal Reserve. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news. Now, about 4 years ago, there was this contention down in Venezuela involving Nicolas Maduro, who was is the president. And he was challenged by a gentleman named Guido. And Great Britain, London, decided they were going to side with Guido and his attempt to legally seize $2 billion of Venezuela's gold held in the Bank of England. Okay? And the UK government insisted that it recognize Guido and not Maduro as the president of Venezuela, and in turn, Guido's lawyers argued that he was authorized to represent and control the assets of the Central Bank of Venezuela held in London, and London said that was really good. But Guido is now gone. Okay, because in late December, Venezuela's leading opposition parties voted to oust Guido and dissolve his parallel government. And now that Guido has been ousted, the legal argument for transferring the gold to the Venezuelan opposition has disintegrated. Okay, and that gold should go back to Venezuela's government and yet the gold remains frozen in the Bank of England, and apparently the Bank of England is perfectly happy with it being there. And this kind of gets into some of the questions that we raised on that History Channel segment, the gold conspiracy on America's Book of Secrets. You know, is the gold really there, or has it been, is somebody playing games with it? Are they loaning it out the back door? Are they renting it out? Are they rehypothecating it? And the parallel question is, you know, is Americans' gold in Fort Knox still really there? Because there has not been a full audit of Fort Knox in 50 years, and that is your gold. Doesn't belong to the government, doesn't belong to Goldfinger, doesn't belong to Biden or Obama. It's your gold. The government is supposed to be keeping it safe. And we don't know. They back in the 70s, they held a press conference inside Fort Knox where they opened one door and showed a stack of gold bricks behind it. But nobody was allowed to touch the bricks. Nobody was allowed to test them to see if they were really solid gold rather than some of the tungsten cord fakes that have been discovered since then. We're just supposed to take the government's word that all of the American people's gold bullion is safely there in Fort Knox. Personally, I'm not willing to take that on faith here. Over at Disney, there are hard times. Disney is going to eliminate 7,000 jobs. CEO Bob Iger is taking a pay cut. And they're having to basically save something like $5.5 billion, in cost savings. $3 billion in cuts will come from content, including sports. $2.5 billion will come from non-content cuts, and they're really kind of in trouble over there. And meanwhile, there's a sort of a parallel article. This is from BoundingIntoComics.com, where Walt Disney executives are rumored to see the Star Wars brand as damaged, and they're planning a new take on the Star Wars universe involving Rey and Baby Yoda. And, you know, my guess is they're probably going to continue to woke things up, which is not working for them. And, again, we have this show, The Proud Family. It's causing all kinds of controversy. It's basically being described as pushing Black Lives Matter Marxism, anti-white racism. They're pushing the idea of reparations. They're repeating that, you know, my hands are up nonsense. They're pushing Juneteenth and so forth and so on. That's, you know, get woke, go broke. And this kind of content, you know, even though I miss seeing Star Wars, you know, this kind of content is why I'm never going to sign up with Disney's streaming service. I don't need to pay money for this kind of crud here. Now, getting on back to gold, article out of KingWorldNews.com, China is very busy replacing their U.S. treasuries with gold. They have come to understand there is a treasury bond bubble. The U.S. government has issued more of these treasury bonds than there are taxpayers to pay them all off. And there is a treasury bond bubble as a result. And so China, again, wanting to sort of break free from the U.S. economic interference, is going back into gold. A lot of countries are starting to do that. Now, over at Google, their Bard artificial intelligence bot basically debuted this week, and they had a promotion for Bard, and as part of the promotion, the bot was asked about what to tell a 9-year-old about discoveries from the James Webb Space Telescope, and Bard came back saying that the James Webb Telescope was the first telescope to take pictures of a planet outside the Earth's solar system. Actually, no. That was first accomplished by the European Very Large Telescope back in 2004, and when this mistake became known, people dumped shares. Basically, this mistake wiped $100 billion off the value of the company. And the common sense is saying, you know, you got to fact check this stuff before you put it on out into the public. Don't just sit there and say, because it's an artificially intelligent computer, it can never make a mistake. Of course it can. It's the GEICO law, garbage in, garbage out. And somebody, you know, put that claim in there that the James Webb Telescope deserved credit for the first extrasolar planet photograph, and it simply didn't. And, you know, I've been playing around with ChatGPT, rather, and it's just as biased and much of a gatekeeper as any human out there. I'm sure they'll be useful for certain things, but I'm not going to let it, you know, be a substitute for my own good brain cells, as it were. All righty, over in Boston, hopping onto the wagon, apparently, Boston's newest Democratic mayor, Michelle Wu, has just announced the creation of a reparations task force that will look into the issue of reparations for black residents. Of course, California's already doing this, Rhode Island's already doing this, and Michelle Wu is like doing the me too, we're going to do it here. Little bit of history, slavery ended in Massachusetts in 1781. So, here's my suggestion. Anyone who was alive in 1781 and who was a slave at that time qualifies for reparations, and everybody else can go pound sand, as far as I'm concerned. Another article, this is from townhall.com, saying that we all deserve reparations from the stupid people. Okay, and they're holding up as an example what's going on in San Francisco, you know, the wonderful city by the bay that gave us Nancy Pelosi and sidewalk toilets and busted hypodermic needles all over the ground. You know, they're out there talking about reparations for everyone whose grandparents came from the right continent at the right time. It's more generous than that because you might be eligible if you were a victim of the drug war. That is, if you're a scumbag drug dealer justly imprisoned for putting poison into the public, there's going to be a giveaway because, hey, the drugs are legal now and we never should have locked you up in the first place. San Francisco, it's being turned into, you know, a crime haven. There's also a proposal to have a legal red light district in San Francisco. And I'm not talking about the city's notorious nightclubs, and strip shows and everything. We're talking about actual legalized prostitution in San Francisco. I don't know. Maybe this is why they're teaching sex to kids in the schools, so they've got a ready-to-go workforce here. So, this country is being destroyed by stupid people, and I agree it's time for reparations to those of us who are paying the price for that stupidity, because we don't have to go back hundreds of years for that. It's happening right here and right now, and I think us decent Americans who are just trying to get by and take care of our families and our communities, we are definitely owed for the damage being inflicted on us all by some of this liberal nonsense that is coming down from outside here. All right, getting into immigration and the borders. A little more proof that Biden's got a thing for getting rid of balloons. He shot down that supposed Chinese spy balloon made with Western parts and English lettering, shot down whatever it was they shot down earlier today, and, you know, might have been an angel of the Lord, and in which case Biden's going to be in trouble for that one here. But apparently Biden is now defunding the network of observation balloons hovering over the border, which helps guide the immigration and customs enforcement people to where the illegal immigrants are transiting across the border. So, you know, Biden is definitely, anti-balloon here. And there's something pathological about that. Meanwhile, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is now admitting Biden's open border policy is a mistake, and the southern states were right about the migrant crisis. This, of course, now that the southern states are sending their illegal immigrants up to places like New York City, where New York City gets to experience for themselves the blessings of the open border experience, as it were. Meanwhile, Biden is preparing to let hundreds of thousands of migrants cross the border into the U.S. under a plan that would see mass deportations of non-Mexicans to Mexico. Does this make any sense? The non-Mexican illegal immigrants are going to be sent to Mexico. I don't think Mexico is going to go along with this here. And they're saying this will be a breakthrough for the president, who needs to solve the border crisis ahead of the upcoming presidential election. It's easy to solve the border crisis. Stop handing out free stuff to everybody who breaks the law by walking across that border. You know, if life here is harder for them than it was back home, they will go back home. So, and besides which, giving free stuff to illegal immigrants is against the law. It's a violation of Title VIII. Some of these people need to go to jail. Okay. Now, we were telling you the story of this rancher, George Allen Kelly, 73 years old, and he has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder for shooting an illegal immigrant who was crossing his land. Now, this illegal immigrant has been around back and forth. He's been deported many times. He keeps coming on back. And a lot of Kelly's friends are saying that he's had trouble with illegal migrants using his land to cross through. And the judge has hit him with $1 million bail. They're sending a message. Don't you dare shoot these future Democratic voters. So a lot of people went over to GoFundMe, and they set up these GoFundMe pages to try and raise money, possibly toward paying this ridiculous bail and getting him back to his ranch where he needs to be, because his wife right now is all alone and having to tend to the livestock and take care of the things that need taking care of on the ranch, or maybe enough money to hire a few hands to come on and maintain the ranch as well. And I'm sure probably some of the neighbors are spending extra time over there trying to help this person through. People are like that in that part of the country here. And GoFundMe has removed every single one of those pages. Okay? GoFundMe just absolutely is not going to let you try and help in this obvious miscarriage of justice. Okay? This gentleman had a right to defend his home and property from these destructive migrants coming across from the border. And it's unfortunate that the man he shot died. But I think he was definitely in the right in order to send a message. You cannot come on my land without my permission. And the liberal government is out there trying to send a message. You know, oh, no, don't you dare shoot an illegal immigrant. That's a protected species. You know, you can't shoot them. That's horrible, you know. Think of them as like, you know, a baby eagle or something like that, where they're protected. It's going to cost you, you know, $200,000 if you break an eagle egg or something like that. You know, if you really feel like killing something, go out and kill an unborn human being, because that's perfectly legal in this country right now. Over in Belgium, doctors are sounding the alarm because the migrant squat is introducing diseases into Europe that have not been seen for years. And since last October, nearly 1,000 asylum seekers have lived in squalid conditions after illegally occupying a former Federal Ministry of Finance building. It's in a suburb of Brussels. And residents of the area have been complaining about this for some time. The immigrants are constantly fighting with each other, and it's a concern about public safety. There is a lack of hygiene, professional cleaning, and unsanitary conditions, and disease is now rampant in the building and spreading out into the neighborhood. So, rough times there. Okay, now there's a little bit of a whoopsie that came on out. Earlier this week, the FBI came out with a memo about radical traditionalist Catholic ideology and saying that they were considered at risk of being domestic terrorists. And apparently an FBI whistleblower published this, and it got the attention of the independent media. And the FBI has now pulled this memo back and said basically they were relying on information provided by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center has a long reputation of smearing anybody that is, against their agenda. And they're always branding mainstream conservative and Christian organizations as hate groups. And they put them on the map with KKK chapters. And it's just a smear factory is all it is. And the FBI has backed off and said, maybe we should not have relied on the Southern Poverty Law Center. No, you shouldn't, because they have a bad reputation. Okay, we are coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show. And getting on back to the situation in Russia and Ukraine, it does look like that major offensive is on. We are now getting reports that power facilities across Ukraine are being hit and knocked out of commission. All right. Getting on back to wokeness, crime, stuff like that. There was an interesting article that came out of the New American talking about how up in Seattle, defunding the police has now come home to roost. And, you know, following the death of George Floyd, everybody was screaming, defund the police, defund the police, defund the police. And Seattle did that. And as a result, gun violence reached an 11-year high in 2022. Motor vehicle theft reached a 15-year high in 2022. A total of 7,753 individuals were arrested in 2022, an 18% increase over 2021. More than 20% of those individuals were arrested at least twice, and the average response time for police in 2022 was more than 10 minutes. And that last one alone is a strong argument for you to keep and bear arms to protect your home, your safety, your property, and so forth and so on here. Okay, now, down in Florida, there is a freshman Democrat, Representative Maxwell Frost, who has come on out saying that constitutional carry is fascism. I'm not sure how he gets that, but he's probably responding rather negatively to the fact that Florida is looking seriously at adopting a constitutional carry. Now, contrary to what the gun grabs are saying about, oh, the mass murderers are just going to be able to walk in and buy a gun. No, you still have to go through the background check of purchasing a firearm. And if you're not legally allowed to have a firearm, you know, if you're out of your mind on prescription antidepressants, all of that stuff still applies. All constitutional carry says is that you can put that gun on your belt and carry it without needing permission from the government. That's all it means. And for some reason, this is making the gun grabbers totally insane. What do you mean, actually carry a gun around with you? You know, oh, my goodness. You know, we have got to get these guns off the street and create a safer work environment for our hardworking criminal class. Okay, that's what's going on here. All righty. Now, Alec Baldwin may actually be looking at an additional 5 years in prison. There is a new law that was passed between the time that the shooting occurred and the time that Baldwin was formally charged here. But apparently there is a new firearm enhancement charge from the New Mexico prosecutors. And it basically makes it a 5-year penalty to discharge a firearm in the course of a felony. And, of course, people are saying, well, that law didn't exist before and shouldn't be applied here. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle